Hey guys, Trevor with E-commerce Paradise. Today I'm going to talk to you about Google Merchant Center suspensions for misrepresentation. It's a common issue now with new high-ticket dropshipping stores that are just launching, and I'll talk about why they're doing it and some workarounds and my solution for moving forward. So if you're first time listening, definitely get my free niches list for high-ticket dropshipping at ecommerceparadise.com/niches. Some great niche ideas there, high-ticket product ideas, and a mini course as well if you're just getting started. All right, so with Google Merchant Center, the setup process is pretty simple, and I go through it in my course, the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass, like full step-by-step over the shoulder. So if you want to get into that, you can go check it out, ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. Generally, the setup process is pretty easy with Shopify, especially, and using Shopify apps. But the problem is that they tend to suspend almost every single new store account that gets created now that is a dropshipping only store. And I think it's because during the pandemic, they were seeing a lot of scammers, and usually from outside of the country, the US, set up new stores and new accounts and then sell products and then not actually fulfill them, right? And so they probably got in some hot water with the FTC or something like that. I'm just guessing, but that could be one of the reasons why they're doing this now. But if you are a brand new store and you are basically putting on a virtual address, like a virtual office address or your home address, and then on your website you have a bunch of brands with big expensive products and no like specific fulfillment center address listed or like warehouse listed or, you know, obviously like a storefront of your own, then they're going to see that and they're going to know you're dropshipping. Other clues to them that you're new are that your domain age is young, that maybe you don't have a big social media following yet on other channels. You haven't like trademarked your business name yet. So there's a lot of other ways they can figure out that you're a new business, and they just don't really like that new businesses are selling products on a Shopify store that are big and expensive and have a lot of them, and they're all in stock, you know, and that kind of thing. There's a lot of little things that they don't like to see anymore because it's just too high risk for them. I think Google wants to go after more of like the private label, you know, like direct to consumer brands and stuff like that, brands that actually stock the products that they sell and their own fulfillment center and fulfill the orders and provide their own like service and stuff like that. Probably because, you know, the consumer has a better experience that way. Now, that doesn't mean they're going and suspending old accounts. Old accounts that like were created before this happened are kind of grandfathered in. And that's what I've been kind of going with for, you know, the last couple of years, is using older accounts that were grandfathered in. And I've run out of those now. So starting new accounts has become an issue, and especially for clients. So what I'm doing now is deciding that I'm actually going to start new stores. Instead of using Google Ads, I'm going to start them using Bing Ads, Microsoft Ads, because Microsoft Ads is much better with their support. See, Google Merchant Center, their support doesn't help you at all, and they can't help because they're just not connected to the team that actually does the reviews. And the team that does the reviews doesn't talk to the actual store owners directly for some reason. So they've created a barrier there, unfortunately, and it's kind of sad to see. I think Google has just gotten too big, and now because of that, they have gotten burned probably, and you know, they're setting up processes to avoid getting burned again in the future. And that just means like not approving these types of businesses anymore right away. So Google Ads does tend to get like the bulk of the traffic. It's the biggest search engine. But, you know, Bing Ads works great as well, and especially for older demographics. So if you have an older demographic, usually they use Bing Ads, or usually they use Bing more often than Google Chrome because they have a Microsoft computer at home. And so definitely recommend getting Bing Ads set up. Now, Bing Ads is the same as Google Ads. Almost everything is the same. There's little differences, but it mostly is the same. So the setup process is very similar. You got to set up Bing Merchant Center, set up Bing Webmaster Tools, and then Bing Ads, you know, shopping campaigns, search ad campaigns, dynamic remarketing, audiences, do bid adjustments on devices, locations, and time of day, things like that. So, that's kind of what I'm recommending now, is actually to go through the process of setting up Bing Ads first, getting approved there, getting your store launched, get traffic going, and then going back and getting, you know, Google Ads going after that. Now, you can do Google Ads without doing Merchant Center. So that means like search text ads, basically, and dynamic remarketing. Well, you can't do dynamic because you don't have a feed, but you can do basic static remarketing ads and search text ads. It's a bit of a manual process. You got to do a search text ad that's specific to the keyword for each page. So like each collection has its own ad, that kind of thing. Each product page has its own ad, which can take a lot of time and be a very manual process. And the CPCs can vary drastically from the CPCs of the shopping ads, and usually they're much higher. So, and I don't know. The traffic tends to convert, though, because it is a targeted, more targeted keyword. Sometimes Google Shopping will send traffic to your listings that isn't as targeted, just because it's more automated. But yeah, so that's what I would recommend moving forward for all of y'all as well. When you want to launch new stores these days, is that you actually just go ahead and set up Bing ads first and go that route. And then later on, when your store has reviews and a larger social media following and email list and a, you know, higher SEO rankings and older domain, that kind of stuff, then think about setting up Google Merchant Center and Google Ads. You may not get as much traffic, but I'm pretty sure you'll get some decent sales. So you just kind of have to do it, because almost everybody that I talk to now is getting suspended for new stores and new store accounts. So Google Merchant Center is just being, they're kind of like being rough and tough these days. So you just got to work around it and do what you can and try to still scale your business. It just is what it is. So yeah, and another thing, just kind of like as a side note, setting up new Google Workplace accounts, which used to be called G Suite or Workspace or Workplace, I forget, but G Suite is like the way that you can set up a business email with Google. They require you to have a phone number, a separate phone number for each account that can accept text messages. And now it's just like one number per account. So when I set up new accounts, they won't accept the same number. It's like, it'll give you a little message that says you set up too many numbers. So Google really is like trying to avoid having scammers as much as they can. And they think that these people that are entrepreneurs that are setting up multiple stores will, you know, that they are like scammers, which we're not, but you know, we look like them. We, you know, follow the same kind of like characteristics as scammers might do. So, it just is what it is. So what you got to do to work around that is I would recommend setting up a GoDaddy account and use their Microsoft 365 email platform. You know, super easy to set up, same price. You just use Outlook instead of Gmail. So same, again, it's just a different platform and it's based on Microsoft instead of Google. What I think for the future is that Google is going to eventually lose their market share that they have right now with the advertising platform that they use. And a lot more of it's going to go towards Microsoft just because it's starting like this. And it's been kind of going like this for the past year or two. I really noticed it starting early 2021, actually. And then, you know, after that, like, it just really had a lot of problems with Google Merchant Center ever since. So they're probably going to have a lot of new merchants on Google Merchant Center. And then Google Ads is going to become just kind of the place where you see like the older stores. And a lot of people are going to go to Microsoft Ads instead and shop around more than just Google, because they're only going to see older stores on Google and they're not going to see all the new stores. New stores, you know, tend to have to be more competitive to get market share, right? So people can get a better deal sometimes with new stores. So that's why people like to shop the newer stores instead of the older stores. So yeah, that's probably just the way things are going to go. Google is doing this to protect themselves, but at the same time, they're going to, you know, have to deal with the consequences later on as well. So just so you know, guys know, that's kind of how things are going. Have more of a focus on Bing ads in the beginning, just because it's easier to get approved, and hope it works out. And let me know in the comments how it goes for you guys and what issues you have. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me too. Okay. Thanks. And I'll see you in the next video.